Righto, Angela Gaffreda's with us from Italy. Morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Has Draghi started speaking?
He has, literally just 2 minutes ago. So I didn't get a chance to listen in on what he was in terms of the details of this super green pass that the government have approved. So basically what they're doing now is introducing even tougher rules against unvaccinated. So you won't be able to go to a bar, restaurant, cinema, theatre, stadium without proving that you've showing that the health pass that you've been fully vaccinated.
Well, what was the deal beforehand? I thought the green pass was that was the whole point of it.
Yeah, so we started off with the green pass, which meant even those who were unvaccinated could access certain places, venues with just a negative test that was taken within the previous 48 hours. Now, basically, this super green pass is only allowed for vaccinated people.
Are they worried about Austria and a mandate for the unvaccinated? Are you going to go that hard, or have they ruled that out?
Well, this is just exactly what Draghi was talking about in terms of the motive behind this. While he said that the situation in Italy is relatively under control at the moment, what we're seeing beyond Italy or close to our borders, like in Austria, Germany, where the situation is much worse. He hasn't spoken. I don't think he'll go down the line of Austria in terms of making the vaccine obligatory. But what he has decided is to make it obligatory for the police force and teachers. And that's also on top of health workers.
Up north you've got a bit of a lockdown, though, don't you?
We have. This is in the semi-autonomous region of South Tyrol. They're closing bars and restaurants from 6 o'clock, and there'll be a nightly curfew as well, because infections have been rising. I mean, it's the region with the lowest in terms of the number of people who have had the vaccine. Mm. So they're very cautious. And we've also had this kind of strange sort of COVID parties there with people deliberately organising, trying to get COVID in order to prove that they've recovered from it, so they won't have to keep going for tests.
How's that going for them?
Not that well, by the sound of it.
Funny
that. A lot of these people have ended up in hospital. So,
what's the mood? I mean, when you look at Austria, when you look at Germany, and yet juxtapose that, you look at Italy, you look at the UK, are people fearful, or are they confident they can see the winter through?
I think the general mood, you know, again, at the moment, we still have fairly nice weather, considering it's November. The mood is fairly calm and confident. And I think when we look at Italy's data, we had about 10,000 new infections today, a lot lower than some of our neighbours. And the situation is under control in hospitals. I think people are mostly thinking we can get through. Yeah, we'll take on these extra measures, fine. You know, if we can get through the next few months, that then we'll come through it. But it remains to be seen now how the people who've been protesting against these measures will react, you know, because obviously, you know, it's coming down a lot tougher now on the unvaccinated.
Exactly. I know you're against deadlines, so you go to it. I appreciate it very much. Angela Gaffreda out of Italy this morning.